This plant, this is the Nandina, Nandina domestica. This is also a plant that's native to Asia, but it's, I like these very much. They're often planted in front of buildings because they're supposed to, it's often called Japanese bamboo, but they're supposed to, you know, bring good luck when they're planted at the front of a building. And I like them because the leaves bronze up very nicely when the weather falls into the lower temperatures. You can see, especially on the tips here, the red leaves, and they're full of red seeds. Often these ones have been cut back recently, so I don't see as much. But
now, is the fact that there aren't a lot of red leaves indicative of the very mild winter that we've had?
You know, I don't know. See, these used to be very large, and they've been, these are plants that you can, you know, basically cut to the ground, and then new ones grow up, much like, actually, these are related to the Oregon grape. You can kind of see, like, with the compound leaves and the canes coming up, it does have some similarities to it.
Compound leaves, what? How do you mean?
Oh, a compound leaf is when you have an individual leaf that breaks into leaflets.
Sort of like marijuana leaf is like that, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see more examples, but you know, like a
thought,
like,
you were going to say we'll see some marijuana.
Well, we
probably
may.
About 10 years.
I did encounter some plants one time in the Queen Anne Green Belt.
Is that
working
right?
For the city? It's pretty amazing what you'll find.
Yeah.
So here, this is a really one of my favorite winter plants. This is called the Dawn Viburnum. It's a hybrid, but it's really one of the first winter plants to start blooming. I mean, and it blooms for a very long time. I have one at my house, and it starts blooming, you know, around Thanksgiving, and the flowers last a long time, and you get many of them. It's got a kind of a nice fragrance. It's very, very subtle.
Yeah, almost rose-like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got kind of a powdery, sweet smell. And this one's kind of unusual. It's been grafted onto a standard. Usually this is a multi-stemmed shrub that grows very tall. And this is another plant that I find, you know, I just don't water it all summer. Like, once it's established, I don't recommend never watering your plants over the summer. But if you've got certain plants that are really established, you know, they can, you know, probably get by with just a few deep waterings over the course of the drought, which often can extend from, you know, the 4th of July till Halloween in Seattle.
It was almost like that last year.
Yeah.
We nearly tied a record of the most days without any measurable precipitation. It was nearing 52 days, was it not?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I recall.
Yeah.
And it wasn't terribly hot, but it was... but sometimes you can... Oh, this one's got a bird's nest in it. We'll see another example of this when we're in the garden proper. Of course, we haven't even entered the garden yet.
So tell me again the name, Dawn Viburnum?
Dawn Viburnum, yeah. Now these have kind of lance-shaped leaves with kind of heavy veins, which is often what you find in viburnums. But they turn a really beautiful kind of wine color in the fall. So this plant will, you know, provide kind of interest all year round. Now, what I miss is the payphone that used to be here. I was here with my friend and her 4-year-old daughter, and I asked her afterwards what she liked the best, and she said, I like that silly phone coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, she hadn't really contemplated a world where you couldn't talk into a small object in your hand.
Yeah.
To communicate.
I know. And I've got an 11-month-old daughter, and she's going to ask these questions. And she's going to make me feel so old. What's a phone booth, you know? She's going to know what a record is because I've got 300 or 400 of them.
Got the vinyl.
Yeah, got the vinyl, yeah.